Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Mark Madden has joined us for our Stanley Cup Finals edition. He's Mark Madden, are you our hockey expert?
That's what it said there.
Right, hockey expert. But however, I'd like to point out some to you, and there's a couple things that you made comments on. You, before this season started, all right, are you willing to amend or say that you might have had it wrong, where you thought the Vegas Knights window was done and that they missed their opportunity? You know, they didn't make the playoffs last year, and you thought they were kind of like finished. You didn't like the roster, and here they are in the Stanley Cup Finals. How did the Vegas Knights get here, and what did they do that surprised you?
Well, I didn't like their roster. I'm not sure I still do. But where they made up for it was Eichel proved to be an outstanding acquisition. He gave them strength in a position that was an abject weakness, which was center. William Karlsson in these playoffs is playing better than he's played since the Knights' first year when he scored 41 goals. Chandler Stephenson has proven to be an adequate, more than adequate, really, third-line center, second-line, whatever you would put him on the depth chart. So center is where they've made up the ground, to my mind, that has enabled them to do as well as they have in these playoffs. Also, John Buchagrosh from ESPN was on my radio show not long ago, and he made this comment about the Golden Knights defense, which I really liked. He said they have six adults on defense. And I know what he means. They have six men who are big enough, physical enough, smart enough, experienced enough. They do everything pretty well. So I think that's how they've got to the final. Although I still can't believe they've done it with this journeyman rotation of goaltenders. I guess Adin Hill is playing now. I had never really heard of him before this year.
Well, that happens a lot in the playoffs where a guy just, you know, bro, remember Bobrovsky did not start the playoffs in net for Florida. Like, both these teams are on their number two choices for goalie, you know, so it's like, but the numbers don't lie. I mean, they're both very strong.
Well, and they spelled disaster for you at sacrifice. Alex Lyon started in goal for the Panthers at the beginning of the playoffs, and he was the guy who got them in the playoffs with a hot run when their other goalies were injured or not playing well. But yeah, I think it's more indicative of there aren't many good goalies in hockey, period, right now. And sometimes a goalie's quality, his stats, can be inflated by how the team plays in front of him. Like Konecny, your Boston Bruins. The reason they went down is because it turned out Linus Ullmark wasn't that good, that he was a product of how they played in front of him, and he just went to pieces in the playoffs, and I thought they should have gone to Swayman far before they did.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. What about so Florida's here. Bobrovsky's on a run. Kachuk is on a run. They beat they won like 11 out of – they're like 11-2 in their last 13 playoff games here, so they're on a roll. So – well, how do you see this series going? As a fan, I know you're kind of like a second. You like Vegas. You would probably prefer Vegas to win because you like coming to watch the games here. But like,
I do like coming to watch the games there. And if my calendar reads correctly, I'll be there if there's a game 7.
Really?
Yeah, and I will go to game 7 no matter what.
We'll go see that for sure.
No, you won't. I won't. I'll make sure you don't get in. Okay. But that'd be bad.
What do you think about him blocking me from going to see my games? Conan, what do you think about him?
Correct. I think he's correct.
Blocking me from going to see the games.
I commend that.
You would mush the whole thing, no question. But my pick is Vegas in 6.
Right.
I just think that Florida won't benefit early from the 10 days rest between games. That'll catch up to Vegas later in the series. But early on in the first two games, Vegas will be more in sync. Florida had almost, I think, too much time off. So I think Vegas,
yeah, but doesn't that help the goalie, Mark? A well rested Bobrovsky, and we've seen when he's well rested how effective he is.
Yeah, but you don't need 9 days of rest.
You want the rest of the team,
right?
Okay.
Let me say this about the series. The interesting stat, and it's good, which is why this thing could go 6 or 7. The Vegas Golden Knights are 12-0 in the playoffs this year when they score 3 or more goals. So that's a race. Every game is a race to 3 goals. And I think with the home ice for, you know, just like I see 4 games where they're getting 3 goals. And I think
you're reading too much into that stat. I would bet that the entirety of the playoffs, every team probably has a great record when they score 3 or more goals.
Well, Florida doesn't. Florida doesn't score 3 goals that much. They've had 2-1s, 1-0. They're only giving up 2 goals. That's the contrast. Bobrovsky's only given up two goals, and Vegas needs to score three. So it's like, I don't know. It's like I like Vegas game one.
Vegas in game one. I think they're a heavy favorite. Like I said, they'll be more in sync. Rest doesn't matter as much as you think, and it doesn't. The advantage doesn't last as long as you think.
Right. Well, plus a lot of these guys had a lot of time off. Well, Mark Stone had a lot of time off before these playoffs started. You know, he was hurt, he rehabbed, he came back, and he's fine. So it's like, you know, he's well rested. Two interesting player props that I wonder what you think here. So Bobrovsky is 2-1 to win the MVP. Okay, I'm assuming they think if Florida wins the MVP, it's going to be him or Tkachuk, you know, be the MVP. However, Aiden Hill is 12-1 to win the MVP. What do you think about that bet?
I don't think Aiden Hill is going to get it unless he really stands on his head and steals the final. These awards that the media votes on, they're as much about brand name and notoriety as they are about accomplishment. I think, though, if Bob would win the Stanley Cup and let alone the Conn Smythe as MVP, that gets him in the Hall of Fame. He won those two Veznas in Columbus when Columbus wasn't very good, and he's kind of receded since then. But I think if he wins the Cup, he's in the Hall of Fame. I think this last series means an awful lot to him. But you're right, it's between Tkachuk and Bobrovsky. I think the MVP for Vegas will wind up being Jack Eichel.
Right. He's a favorite on Vegas, yeah.
And boy, what heat would that put on Connor McJesus? Oh. Because they got drafted 1-2
right.
Draft in 2015, and then Eichel will have eliminated him in the second round this year and gone on to win a cup. He's already in a final before McDavid ever got there. And that really is bad optics for McDavid.
Konnan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements, and you, our faithful K100 fan, have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySups.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySubs.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case
that
of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're. I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Konnan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping, we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they
about
appreciate that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Here's another guy that could be an MVP for the Golden Knights. What's his name? Marchessault?
Marchessault, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a great conference final. If he would have a great final, he would have a legitimate shot for sure. William Karlsson, too. William Karlsson had a great conference final.
Yeah, all the originals are playing well. Like Eichel,
let me
and
tell you something.
It's great.
Let me tell you something real quick. I just think that, you know, Vegas, I think, is deeper. Would you agree?
Yes.
Than Florida and more experience.
Our fourth line destroyed Dallas in the first period of that game. They destroyed them
6-0 or something.
That line had 5 points in the first period of that game when they went up 3-0 on Dallas in that game.
I think for Vegas, though, the depth counts most on defense. I think their six defensemen are all legitimate, like top four pair level guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So hear me out on this. So my favorite team in hockey is the Bruins, right? And my second favorite is the Florida Panthers because I grew up in Miami. So I'm obviously rooting for the Panthers. But this is what I feel about the Panthers. You know, Chuck and Bobrovsky have been incredible, right? And if they keep playing like that, you know, Vegas is going to have a hard time. But I just feel a little bit that Florida Panthers went beat record-wise the best team in history, right? And they beat them 3 in a row, and they beat them in their house. And they were like, okay, we just beat the best team. Then they went in there and they beat Toronto, which had the fourth best record. And I just feel that they're like they just feel, you know, they have a lot of momentum since they beat Boston. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a double whammy, Conan. They not only have a lot of momentum, but they're playing with house money. Like, nobody expected the 8 seed to be there. If they lose the final, it's not like they choked. They were the eighth seed and got really far. Now, that said, nobody wants to get to the final and lose. This is a golden opportunity. Like, if the Panthers win, Matthew Tkachuk will be recognized as one of the top 2 or 3 players in hockey. He's already a finalist for MVP. He might be thought of as right behind McDavid if he can win this cup.
Oh, he's been great in the playoffs.
Let me give you this narrative, too. What do you think about this narrative where Florida – they won the President's Trophy last year. Okay, they had trouble getting the playoffs this year, but here they are. But 3 of the past 5 Stanley Cup winners had won the President's Trophy the year before. Do you think that means anything in the series?
No.
No?
No, stuff like that. That's a bit of a reach. I do want to say something that happened today in hockey. I just attended this today. Back in March, this shows how smart I am in my acumen for hockey.
What's your IQ?
Right.
166. Back in early March, my hockey IQ may be even higher. Back in March, I said if the Leafs lose in the playoffs relatively early, they're going to fire their GM, Kyle Dubas, who is one of the best GMs, one of the best hockey minds, an analytics guy. He's the Theo Epstein of hockey. The Leafs will blame him, and they'll fire him, and he'll wind up as the Penguins general manager, and he'd be a perfect hire. Well, here we are, 2 months later. Wait, is that? No, 3 months later almost. Guess who was confirmed today as the Penguins general manager?
Theo Epstein.
Boy.
Kyle Dubas. Just like I predicted it would happen. And by the way, Kyle Dubas, who once introduced himself to me and said he was a fan of my work in WCW.
Interesting. That's why he told this.
And he also buried Disco, if I remember.
That's right. He did.
Yeah. So I like that guy.
That's right. I like him too. But no, when he told me he was a fan of my work in WCW, I said, you have no chance of saving the Maple Leafs.
Well, let's talk about this. I know you got, like, you're a sports talk guy, number one rated sports guy. What are your ratings, by the way, in Pittsburgh right now?
Monstrous. Number one men 25 to 54. Number one men 18 to 49.
Just killing everybody, huh? So yes. I know you're not a big fan of this, but you're going to have to probably talk about it because, like, it is the finals, and it's the Denver against Miami in NBA. Right. What do you think? So here's my narrative. I've been saying this from the beginning of the playoffs, that this was the Jokic, you know, when Kendrick Perkins came out and said that basically the only reason the white voters are voting for him is because he's white and stuff, like, just complete disrespect to the guy.
Which I believe cost Jokic to vote for a third straight MVP, by the way.
Right. So, okay. So my thing was just like, this is this team kind of, you know, galvanized around that. And, like, you know, they came together. This is their mission. They want to show that, like, you know, Embiid went out already. You know, he want to show he's the best player in the NBA, best team, championship. How do you think the series goes? What do you think about the
I think Denver's going to win in 6.
Okay.
And maybe less. I think it'll really reflect favorably on Jokic. That, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't follow the NBA as closely as I think you guys do, but I can't recall the last time a star player won an NBA title without a really strong number two guy on the team. Right.
Yeah, like, they have an emerging number two, which is Jamal Murray, but he's not like he's just come out of nowhere, kind of, like, you know,
yeah. So I'm predicting the Nuggets in 6. You know what I thought was kind of rotten? I didn't like when LeBron, right after he got, you know, swept by Jokic, talked about potentially retiring. I thought that took the spotlight away from talking about Jokic, especially when you know there's no way LeBron's going to retire. He's going to play until he plays a year with his kid. At least
right. That's the same thing I said. Right. I don't know why he would even say that, because it's right. I didn't even know why he would say that, because it's very uncharacteristic of him. But maybe he was frustrated at that moment. But because, bro, you got to remember a young, and I was talking to Disco about this the other day, a young LeBron James was just unstoppable when they were down with Golden State. Remember when they were down 3-1? Was it 3-1?
Yeah.
And he basically brought them back by himself and beat them, you know. And he still scored 40-something points in this game. But I just think that now, same thing in basketball. Boston's my favorite team. Heat is my second favorite team. And Boston was really a really big disappointment, because all they did was live and die by the threes, and they weren't hitting them, you know. And Miami just, you know, swept them. Well, not did swept them, but ate them up alive in the last game. And it didn't help that Jason Tatum turned his ankle on the very first play of the game.
And as soon as that happened, I said, it's gonna be bad now.
Yeah. But I don't think, bro, Miami has the firepower, even with all these guys hitting the threes, Caleb Martin and Strus and everybody else hitting the threes and the way they work and the Heat culture. Jokic, Murray, Portis, and Aaron Gordon are just too much firepower, especially Jokic. Who stops him? Because I don't think
if you look at the way he plays, you look at his physical stature, bro, he's like a giant Larry Bird. Like, his passing's impeccable. He's got a good 3-point shot.
Right. His free throws is good. Right. He's good underneath the boards.
Let's make no mistake. And a lot of this is because LeBron and Steph and guys like that are older now. Nikola Jokic is the best player in basketball, period. And whoever's number two ain't that close.
Right. Yeah. He's just like, nobody's filling the stat sheet up like this guy. It's unbelievable. He's averaging a triple-double, and sometimes the triple-doubles are effortless. Like, he's like 22 points, 10 boards.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Like, I didn't see how it happened, you know? So.
Here's a funny Nikola Jokic story. I was in New York City about 2 months ago. The Penguins had a game Thursday and a game Saturday at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers. I don't know how they scheduled that way, but two games in a row there. So I'm going to go up and watch because I love the Garden, right? Well, Saturday afternoon, the Knicks played the Nuggets. So I decided to go watch the Knicks play the Nuggets. And I had a good seat. You know, first row with a balcony right on top of the court. And that's the first time I saw Jokic play in person. And, you know, on TV, he looks really good. In person, it's demoralizing. Like, every time he has the ball, he makes a play. And he looks so casual at doing it, like he's barely bothered. But he just makes play after play after play. And the Knicks are like going, Jesus, what do we do with this guy?
And he showed no emotion either.
Right, exactly. That's part of it too. And Conan, like you said before about LeBron being frustrated after the series, I think he looked at Jokic and just, for one of the few times in his career, LeBron faced a guy that he just didn't have an answer for. Just no idea what to do.
Let me tell you the purpose.
Nobody's had an answer for him.
Here's why you don't have an answer for him. It's like you can't like get physical with the guy. To intimidate, he's 7 foot tall, 280 pounds. It's like you can't like rough him up out there. It's like what can you do? You know, it's like there's literally nothing you can do against this guy to like stop the onslaught. You know, so that's fascinating.
Yeah. Let me ask you.
I think tonight is like that game one against the Lakers, where he just fills the stat sheet up and like has a monster game. Game one, he said probably
good
rest. You know, yeah. So.
Let me ask you a question. What do you guys think about this? There's rumors that the Lakers, and tell me if you think any of these guys would be a good fit. They're talking to Kyrie Irving and LaVine from the Bulls.
I'd rather have LaVine. There are several players in the league who, no matter what they might have done in the past, are a death sentence to have on your team.
Right.
And those are Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Ben Simmons. I wouldn't want them on my team if they played for free.
Yeah.
All right. You, D.I.?
No, I wouldn't want either of them either. They're
I like LaVine.
You don't like LaVine? You don't like LaVine? He's a beast.
I like LaVine.
Yeah.
I think he'd be, honestly, Conan, I think for what the Lakers need, he'd be a perfect fit.
He's great. I mean, he can do it all. Yeah. And I agree with what you said because, bro, I'm like, you know, I'm a Celtic fan. Kyrie was on the Boston Celtics. We were making that big run without him. Then he came back and Mr. Ball Hog, you know, the whole system changed.
It says a lot about Kyrie, Conan, that he is, like, in terms of talent, he's one of the best players in the last 15 right. years. And he's been on, right. like, seven teams.
Right. But he's a head case, you know, Mark, and he's a diva.
Mark, let me ask you this. Well, let me ask Mark this.
Go ahead.
If I have $500, okay, and I want to bet on the NFL MVP this year, should I put it all on Kenny Pickett?
Well, first off, you don't have $500.
I do have $500.
What, none of us, one of the strippers dropped her vial of cocaine and you picked it up and sold it.
Oh, by the way, you made some pointed comments on social media. I have to call you out on this. You said I pay for dinner very rarely.
That's
when
true.
We're in Vegas. I think, well, how is that true? We literally go back and forth on dinner.
I'd say you pay dinner 20 to 25% of the time.
That's so not how bad. Many times, same thing with me, over, Mark. Same thing with me.
Over the course of time that you come to Vegas, how many times have I paid for dinner?
About 20 to 25% of the time.
Oh, yeah. I'd say five, maybe.
And not only that, too, there'll be times when you, like, magnanimously pay for, like, you know, Raising Cane's chicken fingers or some cheapo dinner.
And then you have to pay right. for the Carbones.
Right. Like you pay for fast food. I pay for Carbone.
those are all fake news.
But to answer your question, yes, Kenny Pickett will be MVP.
Right. What do you got going on right now? You got any, now it's kind of like the dead season for you, right?
Today was great because the Dubas press conference.
Right.
You know, especially because, let's be honest, that makes me look like the smartest hockey guy anywhere when I predicted their next GM 3 months out.
Right, right.
You know,
and you predicted how it would happen, too. A GM that was on a team that you predicted would lose, would get the blame, would get fired, and then we'd pick the guy up.
Want to hear a great stat? Listen to this. I always am amused by how certain hockey cities act as if they're more important and more relevant than they are. Like Toronto, they think all that matters is Toronto, the Leafs, because right. they do have the biggest fan base in hockey in any team. Yeah. They have more resources, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 56, excuse me, in 56 years since 1967, despite having all those resources. But listen to this. Between the Flyers, Rangers, and Maple Leafs, they have won one Stanley Cup in the past 187 seasons.
Isn't that unbelievable? That's the original. Like, how many of the original six have even, like, what, like, sniffed the cup lately?
Well, Boston won in 2011.
Right.
Leafs haven't won since 67. Rangers won in 94, but before that, not since 1940. Properly pronounced 1940.
Yes, Chief
Shot. Chicago won those three cups, so they're pretty much up to speed. Detroit won a bunch of cups not long ago. And who's the
worst one? That is long ago, though. We say not long ago. That is long ago, if you think about it. Well, like 30 years.
The Red Wings' last cup was 2008. That's 15 years ago. That's
was it really 2008? Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize they won in 2008.
Yeah, they beat the Penguins in the final. And who's the other? I'm missing one original six team. Boston, the Rangers, Chicago. Oh, Montreal hasn't won since 93. How about the last time a Canadian-based NHL team won was 1993?
That's unbelievable. And it's their sport, supposedly.
I blame that on Lance Storm and Don Towns.
That's why they get so passionate whenever the Canadian Olympic and the World Cup team plays. You know, because they can't win anything else. Like they have to win the world titles and stuff, right?
How about Lance Storm doesn't care about hockey at all?
Isn't that unbelievable? That'd be Joe. Joe doesn't care about
McDavid is.
Joe doesn't even know. Joe can't name one Philadelphia Flyer.
No,
that's America, Joe. I mean, I can
do
that.
Yeah. What?
I stopped paying attention to the Flyers when they broke my heart in the mid to late 90s and just said, forget this.
I don't blame you, Joe. They're a bad organization run by bad people.
Yeah. My dad goes through it every year, and I say, you're going to do this again? Really?
Oh,
I guess. Well, how old's your dad?
In 1954, so he'll be 70 next year.
So he's seen the Flyers win the cup.
He's seen
he's 70.
Yeah. That's my T-shirt I sell. Have you ever seen the Flyers win the cup?
Right. Man, you got Cody, got any last questions for Mark here?
No, Mark. I just wanted to tell you that I talked to Chris Jericho yesterday. AEW came to San Diego.
Right.
Can you hear me? Yeah. And then I told him, hey, I want to do a rock thing with you and Madden and Disco and Kazarian, and he said sure. So he's just going to give me
for sure.
Yeah, All right, for sure. I want to invite you to that.
There it goes, by the way. You can listen to my show at the iHeartRadio app or at WXDX.com. You can read me at TribLive.com. And Jericho's on the show Monday.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Radio show. He is talking about, besides his band Fozzie, did you guys know he has a Kiss covers band?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Called
yes.
Quarantine.
I did not.
K-U-A-R-N-T-E-N. And they only play songs from when Kiss didn't wear the makeup. It's very much like Step Brothers. We only play 80s Joel music, sir.
Do they play New York Groove by Ace Frehley?
No, that's makeup.
That
doesn't count.
That was makeup, huh? I love this. That is one of the most underrated songs in the Kiss spectrum.
They play Lick It Up, Heaven's on Fire, stuff like that.
Interesting. How are they? Are they good?
Yeah, really good.
Really? And Jericho's the lead singer?
Yes.
Then they can't be that good. Nothing. Oh, all right. So, amongst friends, it never stops, does it, Mark?
No.
So I just want to say thank you, friend of the show, for being on the show, keeping it 100.
This is the best wrestling-associated podcast out there, not least because you don't always concentrate on wrestling.
Right.
Right. Exactly. That's what makes it fun and different. But thank you once again, Mark, for being on, keeping it 100. Boom.
See you for the Rock Show.